It is Thursday, time to get on the couch with Dr. Steve Craig, psychologist and corporate coach for Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. Steve, we know you do a lot of leadership coaching, executive coaching, and that's kind of the, so for those that are in that executive bubble, this is some pretty good takeaways here with our scenario for today.
Yes, this is a definitely a business one. So we're done with your own personal work here. We can move on to this.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You should have heard in the commercial break.
Mission fail.
Right. Yes. This one you guys have today says, Dr. Steve, I understand Dr. Steve does some executive coaching. So I'm a VP at my company, and I manage a group of about 10, 20-somethings. Our department does very well and has grown during my time as their leader, and my bosses give me glowing reviews for the results our team produces. However, my office manager has let me know more than once that my team thinks I'm an inconsistent manager. They say I do different things for different people, and it makes them not trust me. They say sometimes I'm tough and demanding with people, and that other times I let people slide. I recently had a 360 evaluation, and most of the younger folks graded me down for this exact thing. Now I'm second-guessing myself. So do I listen to my team and change what I'm doing, or do I just keep following the direction of my bosses? I want to listen to my superiors, but they're removed from the day-to-day, and maybe they don't really know. But I can't afford to lose the support of my team or my bosses, so I have to figure out what to do here. Any suggestions would be appreciated.
Well, it's no different than raising kids, right? It's firm, fair, and consistent. So you can't ignore the feedback if they think you're being inconsistent, though. I think a few examples might be because you don't manage each individual the same way you manage them based on their unique needs and shortcomings or the level of their talent.
Because the kid's always, you know, it's always the kid is going to say, I think you're, you know.
Yeah, well, he gets his homework done and you don't.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm kind of with Guy. I'm thinking in the sports world, like when you're coaching someone, you're either really hard and that pushes the kid, or you let him come to the point on his own. So I think you manage people differently, but the benchmarks all have to be the same, because there's nothing worse in business where it's like, why does that person get to do that and I can't?
Mm-hmm. Isn't this also, though, about, and we keep telling our kids this, stop comparing yourself to others. Your situation is unique. Your relationship with us is unique. And also, you know, you don't have to, it's like the old thing, you don't have to have the designer shoes that she has.
No.
You know, everybody does these things differently. Quit comparing
yourself to others. Now, your mom does. Your mom needs them, but
yes,
you don't, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right. Social media, you know, adds to that.
It
as
does.
Well.
Yeah. Yes. It feeds that.
So, I think this is a great day. You guys all won Therapy Thursday today. That was great.
Oh, my goodness. This could be the sign of the apocalypse. I see four horsemen.
Most people in this scenario don't say the things you said, and I think that was great. So I would say it this way. First of all, it sort of depends on the level of inconsistency. I mean, if this person is really bipolar and all over the place, that's different. So there would be other problems. So we're going to assume it's not really that. But I'm thrilled that this person is inconsistent. And if I were their leader, I would be talking about, yes, you need to do this, and here's why. There's three levels of managers, if you think about it. The first level is someone who has a style. I'm firm, and they're just firm all the time. They have one tool, it's a hammer, and they use it everywhere. Those people really don't get very far. There's a level two manager who might have two styles, and some days they have the hammer, and some days they have the feather, but they miss it half the time, so they're not really applying it well. A level three manager does what you guys are talking about. It's situational. It's like I need from my wife her to be, sometimes she needs to be very kind and patient with me, and some days I need her to get in my face. Some days I need her to give me advice, and sometimes I need to have, I need her to be five different things for me depending on what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing as a leader. All of your people are individuals. Every situation is different.
Different personalities.
And you
different.
Need to be able, what's consistent is your inconsistency in being able to always meet them where they're at and explain that. And that's the art of leadership, is knowing you have five tools and everybody should get all five tools throughout the year. From a day-to-day comparison, it might look inconsistent, but overall, you're going to get, each one of you is going to get everything. And so then what I would say to this person is,
yeah, what's the message?
Right.
Yeah.
So then what you say is, you have a meeting with your team and you talk about this. Hey, I've heard this feedback. Let's talk about it. and you let them give the information. But in the end of the day, you have to talk about, I do this on purpose, because to me, the most respect I can give all of you is to treat you all as the individuals you are. And it might look inconsistent, but that's me honoring each of you in each situation that occurs. And I need you to understand I'm doing it on purpose, because I need to give you, each of you need a different thing all
right,
the time.
Right.
And that's why I'm doing it. And what happens then is the young people who are newer in business realize that they never thought of that before, and they'll get on board.
Well, because they make it about them and not about...
And they don't really see the big picture.
The big picture in the team.
And so that's what I would tell this person.
And
it's like comparison, too, because now you're, as a boss, I'm dealing with this person because I'm trying to be where they are. But this person is looking at that and saying, well, why are you doing that?
Right.
But this is not what you need, though.
Right. But they don't realize that I'm giving them that. 3 months from now, they're going to get something different than they got.
Yeah. Right. And you're doing it, as you're saying, it's situational. It's not a fixed point in time. Jamie has needs on certain days. I've got certain needs on certain days, and you're responding to those in real time.
Okay. That's correct. Right.
But does there need to be some core, you know, everyone gets 2 weeks vacation, just something that everyone
can... There's some basic rules. I mean, you can't really be, you know, you never get time off and you always get time off and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to say there are extremes, and you'd have to really see if this person... if they were following some basic rules. But assuming they are, and then it's about what we talked about here.
Today's opening day for the Tigers out in Chicago. You've done some great sports counseling.
Yes.
You and I have talked about this before. But for those, and this is whether you're in business or whether you're a ball player, when you're in a slump, when you are...
Are you talking about Javi Baez?
No, I'm not.
Here we go.
I wasn't going to mention any names, but yeah, asking for a friend. what is the best advice that you give in your sports counseling practice to someone that's in a slump, that's, you know, confronting self-doubt about their skill set?
I mean, we could do a whole different show. We'll do that next week if you want, because there's a lot to that. But really, it's the same thing we said here. You have to figure out what's in the way, because Javi Baez might have this block and someone else has a different block. So what does this person need? So it's really about understanding what's going on. There's something going on in every person's head. You have to figure out what it is.
Well, then kudos,
we could do that. We'll do that next week.
AJ Hinch, who went to Javi Baez's, you know, house and everything in the off season to get to know him and what's going on off the baseball field.
Right. Does he have the proper support systems?
He's likely had someone like me go to him and say, you have to get under, it's not just an easy fix. You have to figure out why. He's trying too hard or not trying hard enough, or he's got other things going on. He's a talented guy. Something's going on. You got to figure out what it is.
Yeah. How do you get out of your own way?
Right.
Which I think a lot of us confront in a variety of...
Let's do this next week.
Constantly. Are you doing this next week? All right. We'll do this next week.
All right. This is Dr. Steve Craig, and this is Therapy Thursday, and you can find him at Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. Thanks, Dr. Steve. Have a great week. When we come back, the man, Dan Petrie, in the house to talk about our Tigers. And we'll do that at 7:35.